Well, good evening, Maria. Welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you.
You have an exhibition here at Surface Paradise.
That's right. Right opposite the Gold Coast International Hotel, we have Tranquility Base. It's the exact replica of the NASA Space Shuttle Endeavour, which is due to take off next year.
It's full size?
It's the exact replica down to the last millimetre of the shell of the shuttle.
And the interior is just...
The interior, the cargo bay, the payload area has been changed into a theatreette. It has a multi-screen audiovisual presentation of orbit and re-entry.
So you can actually go inside it?
You can go inside and it's been changed into a little theatreette. So you can go in, sit down and you watch the audiovisual presentation and have your mission experience.
And who's organised the exhibition?
It's been organised by the FTL Corporation.
And who made the model?
Paul Dewhurst built the model in Newcastle. It was transported over 5 days on 23 semi-trailers from Newcastle to Surface Paradise.
And how long will it be here for?
It will be here until the 26th of April this year, 1992.
And how many people are you getting through it each day?
That varies very much. It hasn't been quite the response we expected. But we have been getting good numbers through the gate each day, and they're leaving very satisfied.
I see. And what else do they see besides the audiovisual inside the shuttle itself?
There's a display of NASA photographs of over 100 prints, original prints, photographs taken from outer space by crew members, and they're absolutely fabulous photographs taken from outer space, views of the Earth, astronauts, etc. There's an Aboriginal art display, which you may wonder what have Aboriginals to do with space, but they invented one of the first flying objects, the boomerang, and also there's a depiction of the Milky Way from the Dreamtime. There's also two gyrobics machines. Do you know what they are?
No, no idea.
Gyrobics, it's the latest fad in Europe and the United States. It's a machine which is based on the machine used by the astronauts in training for the weightlessness disorientation type experience from low gravity. And so basically you get in and you spun around, you use your own weight and gravity to spin yourself around, three concentric rings go around. You don't feel sick because you're in the middle ring and your organs stay pretty much in the center. So it gets your heart rate going, your circulation going. You got a headache and you go on that, your headache's gone, basically.
I look forward to trying it out.
It's great. Kids love it. I mean, the youngest we've had on was 2.5 years old and the oldest was 86.
Did he love it?
He loved it. Got off feeling 100% better.
Oh, right. And what else do we have here at the exhibition?
We have two shops, a souvenir shop for NASA, which is the only place in Australia you can buy the caps and T-shirts and badges, which are the real badges that they have on their uniform. They're the exact copy of those. We have an Outback shop in which you can get a whole range of Aboriginal artefacts and print T-shirts, etc. The Ballarindji is the main label in there, and some beautiful paintings.
So you really married this exhibition, which is basically American, into the Australian culture, haven't you?
Well, it's an Australian company. FTL stands for the time of your life, and it's an Australian company. They're hoping to take it to Seville and to Washington in the next year, which is why they've combined the Aboriginal with it, because we are a very Australian company and we're proud of that.
Yes. Have you deliberately timed it to be part of the Australian International Space Year, or was that just coincidence?
Yes.
Right. And what made you have it here in Surface Paradise?
The company directors looked into the best place to hold an exhibit of this kind, and they found that Surface Paradise would meet their needs.
Right. Any chance of it going elsewhere in Australia?
They were looking into Darling Harbour.
Right.
Can't give you any definite on that.
Nothing definite. What about Melbourne? I mean, that's where the business
is. Well, they're from Melbourne, so you'd think that would be the first place that they looked into. I'm sure there's a reason for it, but you'd have to speak to the director over that one.
Okay. Well, thank you, Maria.
Thank you very much.